Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi, everyone. This is Gonzo G just making a video about Fatty McFatFat. Well, let's go. Yes, friends. Hopefully, you guys are kicking ass and doing well. Today, I woke up and I saw these motherfucking land whales. It's like, what the fuck is this shit? I woke up and I woke to Africa. We got all these fucking rhinos running around. Holy shit. What can you do? What can you do? I know what I can do. I could play clips. Are you ready for some clips of some fucking wild hogs? Well, here we go. Yes, look at this whale. She's in her natural habitat in water. Or better yet, she looks more like Petunia Pig. Oink, oink, bitch. Yes, this dumb whore is all fucking pissed off because she's trying to fly a plane, but because she's a hog, they're giving a shit. Well, gee, if you don't like people telling you things, then maybe you should put down the fork. Just a suggestion, but of course, I'm a man and I'm stupid. I know nothing, right? Oh, yes, the future is female, but eventually it's very, very large future, huh? Fuck that shit, but let's play the clip.
As soon as I walk on the plane, I was met with this person that was just disgusted by the fact that I existed next to him.
I couldn't help but notice that before we took off, you were sending really horrible text messages about me to some...
What the fuck? This chick is all pissed off because a stranger that sits next to her is talking shit for her being a fat fucking whale. Yes, bitch, that's your decisions, not the guy's decision. No, you're the one that can't put down the fork, so why are you angry at him? He's just pointing out the obvious that you're a fat land whale. If you don't like people telling you shit, lose some weight. Yes, that's what we need to do more, shaming people so they start being fucking stupid idiots. But we don't do that. Anyways, let's continue.
You know nothing about me by the size of my body.
You know, in fairness, you probably shouldn't be sitting in Mexico. You know, when they ask you, are you willing and capable to assist people in getting off the airplane in an emergency, do you honestly think that you are?
Yes, lady. Can you stop feeding for 1 second and let people pass so they could escape the plane? Or are you going to be like a fucking monster and eat these people when they try to pass by you, huh? Say, thou shalt not pass. You have to answer my riddle 3. If you don't, you will die. Oh, you fucking hard fucking fat sphinx looking creature. No. But whatever. My feelings. No, friends, that's what's wrong with people. You cater to their feelings and look what they do. Look at it. But let's continue.
I've seen him saying things like, I was spilling over into his side, I was taking up his room.
You can see the guy's actual texts. His friend writes, hopefully she didn't eat any Mexican food. To which the passenger replied, I think she ate a Mexican.
Yeah, she's just fucking fat as fuck. She did look like she ate a fucking wetback. Oh shit. But you know what, lady? You could probably get yourself a fucking wetback to marry you for a green card. Well, you don't really need a green card. You could thank Biden for that, but it's there, right? Well, anyways, do you want to see other fucking fat fucks thinking some other bullshit? Yes, let's do that, right? Yes, are you ready to fight the wild beast of Hogzilla? Yes, friends. Here's this fucking fat bitch. She thinks she's God's gift to men because all these people gaslight her and thinking that she's fucking hotter than fuck. But yes, you want to see what this fucking fat swine looks like? Well, here she is, friends. Enjoy. Fucking it.
This one guy called me gorgeous. And then... maybe a minute later, my mom goes, oh my god, those other two guys were just looking at you.
Yes, friends, because all these people pump the nuts of these fat bitches. They think they're God's gift to men. You think a fat revolting blob like that will be able to fuck you and be a good wife and mother? No, she could barely get out of bed. So you think she's gonna be fucking there for you? Fuck no. Yeah, you'd be lucky if you could get fucking bacon out of this fat swine, but let's continue.
I was like, mom, it's okay. And she was like, they called you mommy. And I was like, yeah, mom, that's something that people say.
Yes, this fat bitch think that she is hot. Look at her. Big round fucking Augustus Gloop looking bitch. She has a nose ring. It's like, shit. She has no fucking neck. And she has a choker around her fucking... whatever the hell you call that fucking thing? That's probably like a trash bag. Yeah, you know how in the wild, in the ocean, you know, like birds and fish and shit get stuck on those fucking rings for the soda cans? That's probably what it is. One of those fucking soda fucking things. Oh, shit. Yes, man. Fuck these fat people, but whatever. Let's continue.
It's fine. But I guess I didn't hear them, so my mom told me about it. But there was this one guy in particular who was like wanting to buy me drinks, and he was like following me around everywhere because I like to like...
Oh, so you found yourself a thirsty little fucking simp to fucking start pumping your nuts, huh? It looks like you're already too inflated, don't you think? Yeah, she looks like the marshmallow puff man, don't you agree? But anyway, let's continue this fucking abortion.
Go to different machines. He couldn't stop hugging me. He even gave me $20.
Nobody gave you money, bitch. Why are you lying? Such a liar.
For my machine, like, it's fine. At first I thought it was like friendly. It was fine. Okay, cool. But then he started saying things like, I like you a lot.
Yeah, I guess this guy's fucking stupid. He thinks because you're a girl and you're fat that you're gonna be jolly. Yes, you take her home and you find out what's under the hood and you find out she's sick and twisted and evil. Yes, this woman's gonna treat you like shit. Doesn't matter her weight size. Just saying.
And like looking at me like that, I'm just like, oh my god.
I bet I know what race that guy was. Black.
Guy, I'm sorry, but I think the proper term for a black person is nigger. Yes, nigger. You see how it rolls off the tongue? Nigger. Yes, that's the only people that want fucking fat bitches. Why? Because I guess their ass protects them from fucking all that African wildlife. Yeah, there's no lions and tigers and bears. Oh my. Well, anyways, let's watch another clip of these lovely ladies in the wild trying to get some dick. Yes, enjoy. Man, look at these fucking scooters. These fucking horrid beasts on top of those fucking things. God damn it. They probably must be hybrids. Yeah, they combined those fucking little scooters with a forklift. So now they're hybrid vehicles. Yeah, you need one of those fucking forklifts to move these fucking bitches around. But fucking A, the shit that they're wearing. They think that they're beautiful creatures. No, they're just fucking disgusting creatures. But let's play the clip. Yeah, look at this. They just got themselves a fucking simp. And it's a miracle. It's not a nigger. But I'm suspecting it's a fucking wetback. You thirsty piece of shit. No, someone should fucking smack you for being fucking nasty. But nobody does because people are fucking weak-ass losers. You see? No wonder why America's going down the toilet because you have fucking losers that subscribe to this shit. So fuck him and fuck these losers and fuck this mind virus. Let's continue. Yes, friends, disclaimer, this is for entertainment purposes only. These are just my delusionals. And yeah, you shouldn't be following these retards and their fucking abortions. But anyways, this is what we're doing, so let's continue. Hoo-wee! At first, I thought I was a fucking wetback, but no, it's a fucking nigger. I just thought I was one of my darker brothers, but nope, it's a nigger! Yay! So my people are fucking saved, this time. But yes, friends, don't let these fucking Fatty McFatfats do stupid shit like this, because fucking A. What can I say? Niggers are thirsty ass fucks. Yeah, I hate that they do this shit, but they are fucking thirsty. A lot of guys are fucking thirsty, so you can't just blame niggers. Yeah, they go for these fat fucking tortas. Fuck these hogs. No, you shouldn't be fucking them. You know it's harder to have babies with these fucking bitches? Yes, my brother's wife, she's a fat fucking bitch, and they only have one kid. Yeah, and it was a complicated birth because she's a fat fucking bitch. But my brother's fucking fat himself, and yeah, that guy needs to get out of his time warp. He's stuck like he still lives in the 90s. And he's a little bit younger than I am, so yeah. What a fucking limo, but there's fucking simps everywhere, even in my own family. Hell, I've done some simpy shit in the past, but not no more. Little by little, you learn. If not, you're doomed to repeat the past. So don't be like that, friends. Don't let these fat people get into your skin and do whatever the fuck they want. No, friends, the world is gonna turn into shit, especially if we're gonna be going to war anytime soon. So yeah, you better level up and get your pennies and start building up your fucking resources, because shit's gonna hit fucking bad. And these fat people, like, they have all that fat on them, they're like camels, so they'll be protected for a while. But hopefully they have a better plan than doing that shit. But if not, that's their problem, and we gotta do our own shit. Because yes, friends, these fucking fat hogs will do whatever the fuck they want, and we can't let them. Well, anyways, it's just food for thought. Just get strong and let's build a better future. Goodbye.
A person who is from ethnic minority background, you know, some communities, it's actually taboo to, and you know, it's quite a sensitive topic to talk about. So if you're not being able to learn about these things through the medium of school, then where do you learn, you know? And I wish when I was in school, we were, you know, they teach us in Welsh back and back about, you know, how to apply for a bank account and how to, you know, get a job. But what about things like how to check if, you know, do a breast exam? How do I know if, you know, signs of cervical cancer, screenings, when am I supposed to get those? You know, the things that are going to prolong my life, you know. So why don't we teach these things before we teach, you know, oh, how to get a job? Because if I'm not living long enough, how am I going to get a job?